Blessings, dear family. May we all clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Amen. That's found in Romans 13:14. Mother Claire began, Oh Lord, thank you for keeping us on our feet. Just barely. All of our bodies are going through the electromagnetic changes associated with the sun's turbulence. But stay on your feet nonetheless. You must learn to fight when you're wounded. Yes, you can do it. I am here, beloved, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I feel so little and over my head in this battle. But you are not taking into account my angels. Or my effect. If I were you and thinking only what I could do as a mortal, I would feel the same way. Beloved, I make up for what you lack. In other words, you put in your widow's mite, and the king's elite forces will cover for your limitations. Period. Stay in the saddle. Keep going. When you falter, I am there to lift you up. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. Only the decision to retreat of your own free will. You mustn't retreat, beloved, and I'm there to make sure you don't. It is a brutal fight, but you must count on me to keep you in the battle and winning. Lord, I almost feel like I am dreaming. All of you must press in if you want to keep your vocation and the progress made thus far. It is true, the battle is savage, but it is also true that you cannot lose if you adhere to the standard. I am strengthening you minute by minute. Many over the earth are in a serious battle to hold on to the progress they've made thus far, because the enemy wants to take it from you. My love, you can only do what you can do, nothing more. But that is where I take over. The battle belongs to the Lord. When they see that you refuse to quit or give up, that's when their resolve and strength will weaken. Until then, you must stand up and fight. Say Mass with Ezekiel. You will both be strengthened. I have the utmost confidence in you and the community. I will stretch them to reach out for more anointing. Be sensitive to surrender in the sense of trying new things. Lord, I have a situation that is not headed in the right direction, and I don't know what to do. I know He has put so much work in. The question is, was that work for His own benefit? Was it done for His glory? In part for Himself, in part for the cause, and with that I mean the salvation of souls. Jesus replied, Let him go. He was not right from the start, and you had the wrong motives for letting him in. This is how things got askew and corrupted. Corruption enters in where motives are not pure. That is why so many things that are begun with wrong motives end in failure. Wrong motives are supported and looked over because of the other benefits the soul can bring on board. Do not fuss over this, beloved. Only make it your resolution to never compromise. Never. I am leading you along the path of holiness. Nothing is worth starting out with compromise, because it always ends in disaster. And sometimes it can spoil all the work. But in this case, you have obeyed, and we can move on. Lift your eyes unto me. See the eternal joy I hold for you in my heart. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Let us enter into our joy together.